Before we get started with today's show, a quick announcement. Lyrics Undercover is now available through iTunes, and there's a new link to the feed. Please take a moment to subscribe to Lyrics Undercover, which you can now do through iTunes, by searching for the show name, or by using the new feed address, found at denverpost.com/podcasts. Thanks! You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 16, won by U2. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. Today, we're taking a look at U2's One, and I don't think that there's another U2 song whose subject matter falls under more speculation and controversy. We'll talk about the lyrics and the subject of the song in just a moment, but first, here's a little background on U2. The band had its start in Dublin, Ireland in 1976, well before the post-punk sound had reached the town. Larry Mullen Jr. posted a notice on a high school bulletin board looking for fellow musicians to start a band. The notice was responded to by Paul Hewson, who would later take the name Bono, David Evans, who would be better known as The Edge, Adam Clayton, and Dick Evans. The band started out as a Beatles and Rolling Stones cover band called The Feedback, then in 1977 changed their name to The Hype. Dick Evans left the group, they changed their name to U2, and the lineup of the remaining four hasn't changed for almost 30 years. In 1978, during the members' senior years of high school, U2 won a talent competition sponsored by Guinness, which brought them some local attention. Paul McGuinness, manager of the Stranglers, offered to manage the band, and while they had much success in Ireland, they had a difficult time reaching an audience outside their home. In 1980, Island Records offered the group a contract, and later that year, the band released their debut album, Boy. A relentless touring schedule, including opening for the Talking Heads, gave the group some exposure and their album cracked the American album charts. In the fall of 1981, their follow-up to Boy, entitled October, was released, taking them to number 11 on the UK album charts and getting some exposure on MTV. The band was on their way to stardom. In the spring of 1983, their third album, War, was released, featuring a much more prominent political message, with songs like Sunday Bloody Sunday and New Year's Day. The band started appearing in arenas instead of smaller clubs, and they would maintain that level through 1987's The Joshua Tree and into the late 80s with a film and a corresponding album featuring a combination of live and studio recordings, Rattle and Hum. Rattle and Hum wasn't favored by critics, and the band took a two-year hiatus. In 1990, the band released Achtung Baby, a reinvention of their sound into more of a pop, dance, and electronica-influenced direction. The album spawned many of their most popular singles, including the lyrically simple but emotionally complex One.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You say one love, one life, when it's one need in the night. One love, we get to share it. Leaves you, baby.
The song was written in Berlin as the band was struggling to write for Achtung Baby. According to The Edge in a 1993 interview, One was a pivotal moment for the band in writing the new material, the first breakthrough in what was an extremely difficult set of sessions for the band. In the same interview, Bono explains that it's a song about coming together, recognizing our differences, but knowing that we have to get along in order for the world to survive. As the melody of the song took shape, the lyrics reflected Bono's thoughts about untouchable sadness, disease, disharmony, and relationships that end too soon.
Did I disappoint you? Or leave a bad taste in your mouth?
Ironically, despite the title, the song isn't about oneness, explains Bono, but about difference. Bono continues, I'm always shocked when a drunk couple come up to me in a club and tell me they want to walk down the aisle to it. It's a song about difference, and it's gnarly. It's a long way from Up With People. A common misinterpretation of the lyrics is that of a son telling his father that he's dying from AIDS. However, The Edge dismisses these claims, saying, The lyric was the first in a new, more intimate style. It's two ideas, essentially. On one level, it's a bitter, twisted, vitriolic conversation between two people who've been through some nasty, heavy stuff. We hurt each other, then we do it again. But on another level, there's the idea that we get to carry each other. Get to is the key. The original lyric was, we have to carry each other, and it was never quite right. It was too obvious and platitudinous. But get to, it's like our privilege to carry one another. It puts everything in a different perspective, introduces that idea of grace. The song has had no shortage of accolades. Q Magazine's 2003 reader poll voted it the best song ever written. In 1992, it was voted best single in Rolling Stone magazine, and more recently it made it to number 36 on Rolling Stone's list of the most important songs to rock and roll. During U2's 2001-2002 tour, victims of the September 11 attacks were projected on the walls of stadiums and arenas while the band performed the song. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. If you have a suggestion for a song that you'd like lyrically uncovered, send it to me at lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Abbott. Thanks again for listening.